Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2229, How I Stopped Sleep Eating by Dr. Michelle S. Zirkle with CoreSpirit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. How I Stopped Sleep Eating by Dr. Michelle S. Zirkle with CoreSpirit.com. How many sheep does one need to count before falling asleep? Or in my case, how many spoons of peanut butter does one need to consume? Anywhere from 2% to 27% of Americans experience intense hunger in conjunction with insomnia. Night eating syndrome, also referred to by researchers as binge eating syndrome, is linked to obesity. The condition is promulgated by inadequate neuroendocrine function and has been effectively treated by enhancing serotonin function. Insomnia is a public health problem that plagues up to 70 million people in the United States. I would and did go to sleep easily, but 20 minutes later was awake and scavenging the kitchen for food. After researching these phenomena, I found it was due to an inability to turn off my sympathetic nervous system. This situation was chronic, since I've struggled with the condition for over 1 year. Popcorn bags, half-eaten protein bars, and crackers are a few of the snacks I have woken to find scattered in bed with me. I've even woken with a yogurt-stained spoon in my hand, but none contributed more to the 15 pounds I had gained than the peanut butter. Jars of it. The taste, the texture, it called to me in my sleep and lured me to the kitchen. I'd head toward the pantry and straight for the magic jar of Jiffy. Even when I avoided the nut butter aisle at the market, I couldn't escape the signal it sent out like a beacon from the kitchen of every friend and family member with whom I'd spend the night. Nocturnal eating hadn't always been part of my nighttime routine, but for over a year, it controlled me. The unhealthy regimen began when my partner and I started growing apart emotionally, often going to bed at different hours to avoid each other. Every evening, I'd set my intention to not get out of bed, not even to relieve my bladder, but inevitably find myself pouring walnuts into the jar of creamy peanut butter and indulging my palate. I'd often get creative and add vanilla extract or cinnamon. As the scales got heavier, I got more determined. But the more I fought the feeling of hunger, the more I ate. Many nights I was up and eating 7 and 8 times. The cycle was exasperating. I refused prescription medications and diagnosed myself with chronic maintenance insomnia. Consults with doctors failed to lead to a solution. This was in part because of my desire to treat my disorder naturally with melatonin and cannabidiol spray, both of which lent relief for a few nights, but the effectiveness was short-lived. I knew there had to be something in the peanut butter that I was craving. Upon researching the topic, I was surprised to find numerous support groups for people who were addicted to peanut butter. People who spread the creamy goodness onto everything from eggs to cookies. Even people who substituted peanut butter for salsa on their corn chips. With approximately 2% of the population having a sleep eating disorder, I was relieved to know I wasn't alone. I tackled my disorder with a psychological approach. Perhaps I was filling up with food to compensate for the lack of connection with my partner. So, I set a protocol for determining whether I should eat in the night. First, I'd say to myself, I am awake and do not need to eat just because I am awake. I'd then place my right hand on my belly and ask myself if I truly felt hungry. Regardless of whether the answer was yes or no, I took a deep breath, checked the time, and made myself lie in bed for 3 minutes, breathing and repeating, I am full of love and creativity. The frequency of my waking remained constant, but the amount of times I would eat decreased to an average of 2 or 3 times a night. Moderate success, but I wanted full recovery. I scoured medical sites looking for the missing link. There had to be something in the peanut butter that my body needed, or I wouldn't be so hooked on it. When I found out the amino acid L-tryptophan was a key nutrient, I began taking an L-tryptophan supplement. And not only did my cravings subside, but I felt more positive in general and started sleeping through the night for the first time in 2 years. Seems the benefits to L-tryptophan are trifold. It increases serotonin and melatonin while decreasing cortisol, all of which are conducive to a restful sleep. Although my experience is contradictory to a recent study of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which does not support L-tryptophan supplementation as a treatment for insomnia, some scientists contend that the treatment for night eating syndrome should include increasing serotonin levels. Other researchers report a decrease in nighttime eating after treatment with serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I am still in the recovery phase, and about once a month indulge in a 2 a.m. popcorn feeding, but I am not elbow deep in a peanut butter jar. A key component of my success involved accepting my perceived weakness for nighttime eating and allowing myself a healthy snack of celery dipped in hummus should I still be hungry after adhering to my preset guidelines and meditation. Due to a multifaceted approach to my nighttime eating disorder, I've reclaimed my unconscious hours and have dropped 10 of the pounds I've gained. The sleep-eat-sleep cycle taught me there is more than one remedy for much of what ails us, and when we tap into our intuition and implement mindful practices, we cure much more than the symptom. We heal our mental, spiritual, and physical bodies from the inside, growing wiser rather than rounder. Now that's something to sleep on. You just listened to the post titled, How I Stopped Sleep Eating by Dr. Michelle S. Zirkle with CoreSpirit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really commend Dr. Zirkle for being so open and honest about her struggle with sleep eating. Dr. Zirkle shared that she found supplementing with L-tryptophan helped her even though the science didn't necessarily find that it helped others. This is always a tricky area. It's so important to know ourselves and how our bodies respond to anything really, a supplement, caffeine, alcohol, a new exercise routine, whatever. So how do we know whether we should continue doing something because we find it's helping us, even though the science may not support it? Here's the key question we should ask ourselves. Is continuing this supplement, workout, caffeine, alcohol, whatever, more likely to help me or harm me? If it's more likely to help, and your doctor approves, of course, then continue. If there's a chance it could cause harm, then consider whether it's worth it. Again, you could use this and ask yourself these same questions with almost any behavior. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.